We kick off hour number three. PGA Championship starting tomorrow. What's that feature group you said is going early?
Spieth, McIlroy, and Tiger. 9-10, I believe.
9-10, all right. During the show.
I kind of like that for Tiger's sake. I feel like being with those guys, you know, some old established veterans with a lot of success, I feel like you might get a better performance.
A little edge from Tiger. Just hope.
Now, I'm not much of a golf expert, so don't take.
Well, at least he isn't likely to be playing behind DeChambeau again. Should be a pretty quick round with these three. As long as Spieth isn't doing the thing he does where he takes 20 minutes to hit a shot.
Well, he's playing. Does suck.
What?
He sucks.
No, he doesn't.
All right, the order has been determined.
I don't know why I gave you first pick.
I told you you could have it. You want it?
No, you earned it.
All right.
When he loses, though, he'll bring this back up.
That's ridiculous.
You got first pick last time.
I know, and it didn't work out.
I mean, first pick's fun, but then you have to wait a while to get your second and third rounders.
Yep.
It does snake back and forth. Here's the deal. We're going to pick six golfers each. It's a serpentine draft, just like in many fantasy football leagues. It's total cumulative score. Do we need to make a ruling on missing the cut?
Well, do they miss the cut, or does their back hurt?
And withdrawals.
Oh.
I feel like those rules need to be established before we start picking golfers.
Well, then what do you want? I mean, should missing the cut be, you're missing the cut. You're already being penalized by poor play, but should it be an additional four strokes a day? Should it be their average under par times two more? Or over par, sorry.
Yeah, be painful.
I mean, if a guy goes out there and just blows it up on, day two, I don't know.
I feel like,
I mean, you had two guys miss the cut. I had none.
We had a guy withdraw.
He was hurt.
It was a weird tournament, though.
I agree.
The Masters, usually you're getting better on the weekend with score. How do we think this PGA is going to play?
Now, no idea.
This is the U.S. Open. We'd have to really, I think, put a penalty in or something. But PGA, I think you'd rather have your guys playing on the weekend.
Yeah.
I assume. I don't know how they're going to set the course up. Weather playing.
Tulsa. It's not going to be that bad. Just windy.
I would say at least any player that withdraws early gets the cut line score if their score is better. If their score is worse, they get their score.
Okay.
What do you think?
That's fine.
I mean, it would suck if you had like the leader and he like hurts his back and he's out.
Yeah.
Because then you like lose like eight Louis. Strokes. He was falling apart.
He was four. His back hurt. He was only four over.
Well, do you just want to make a blanket score? Like, add four strokes if somebody withdraws to whatever score they withdrew at?
Four total?
Yeah, four total.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hickman, any opinion on this stuff?
I'm going to win it no matter what, so.
Okay.
Let's just go with the way we played last time, except the withdrawal is four strokes. They're two under, they're two over. They're four under, they're eight over. Four over, they're eight over. You get it.
Yeah, I got
four
you.
Strokes. At least be some penalty.
And missing the cut is?
Just their score.
Okay. That's fair.
Might get lucky, might not. I don't know. Depends.
Okay.
Depends on the weather, too. It's Tulsa, Oklahoma. I don't know. We got some wind.
Yeah, it's wind. I mean, that's probably what's crazy. Maybe a pop-up storm, but
all right,
it happens.
Okay, with the first pick in the 2022 PGA Championship, three and out draft, Team Nate Hodges selects Scottie Scheffler.
Oh, come on. What are you doing? That's my guy.
Not anymore.
Unbelievable.
I don't think that's a good pick.
Not anymore.
Not a good pick. He's the hottest golfer in the world.
I don't think it's a good pick if you're trying to pick the winner of the tournament. But we saw last time, Hickman, that damage can be done if you pick a guy that blows up. I also like Scottie Scheffler, so I'm taking him.
Yeah, you like him because he wins.
Good dude.
He is a good dude.
I liked what he said about handling the pressure.
I did too. All right, Adam.
You know what? I think I'll go with John Rahm.
Okay. I see what you guys are doing now.
You could have had the first pick. I don't hear
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you guys just going down the leaderboard for the odds. I mean,
yeah,
sure. This is unbelievable.
You get two picks now, though.
I know I do.
This is where the money's made. Or the lunch bet or whatever.
I am going to take Rory McIlroy.
Oh. Okay. Rolling the dice, huh?
That's right.
See, I feel like that's a high ceiling, low floor type of
that's
thing.
That's a good thing. Fair enough, fair enough.
Yeah.
And?
Jordan Spieth.
Why would I do that? He is kind of due, though. No.
Tommy Fleetwood's really calling your name down there.
Let's see. I will take Colin Morikawa.
Oh, okay. You took the two guys that I had last time that sucked early and closed strong.
I'm looking for a strong closer.
All right.
That's what this was all about.
Looking for your rear. Rich Strike.
All right, Hickman. Who you got?
You know, I'm going to take somebody who's probably just mad as hell about how the Masters wrapped up. Give me Cam Smith. Yeah, I know Nate really wanted
sniped
that one.
My guy. Furious. Oh, my gosh.
Cam Smith off the board. Nate, you will be pairing with Scottie Scheffler, who?
Justin Thomas.
Interesting. And?
And let's go with Dustin Johnson.
Snipe me.
He's a little cold at the moment, but we'll see.
You never know. All right, Hickman. With John Rahm and Cam Smith, you will add?
Give me Victor Hovland.
Where is Victor Hovland?
He was on my Masters squad.
You said you weren't going to do that.
I figured I should at least take one. Mm. I'd hate to blow the whole thing up.
I like the pick. I will take Jordan Spieth. And with Spieth, I got to do it.
What?
I got to do it.
Oh, no. You're going to do it again?
Roar, the tiger.
Oh, my gosh.
He's feeling good. The leg is loose and limber. He's stronger now.
Well, if he just misses the cut, then he won't kill you like last time.
It's a flat course. It's not going to hurt him as bad. That's right.
All right.
Rory, Morikawa, Jordan Spieth, and Eldrick Woods. Read them and weep, children. Feeling pretty good about this squad here. This is a squad, see?
You got it.
Putting together a squad here.
I want you to put these back on Twitter like you did last time to see who.
I will. All right, Adam.
I want to see how strong the Tiger pool is for the votes.
Is Cantlay still available?
Patrick Cantlay.
He is?
Yes.
I'll take him.
Okay. That's a pretty good pick. All right, Nate. Two golfers, please.
It's supposed to be cool and windy, huh? So we can.
I
will take.
How cool is cool for Tulsa, Oklahoma in May?
That's a good question. I will take Shane Lowry.
Dang it.
And Will Zalatoris.
Ah!
Oh, my team is stacked.
It's a fine team. It's fine.
Stacked.
It's a fine team. I don't know if I'd say stacked. My team is stacked. My team has the name value. You're just got Scotty.
I'm just going to win again.
You know, I gave you first pick. Why don't you just show a little humility over there, please? Just a little bit, if you can stomach it.
I'll do my best.
All right, Adam.
I will go with Hideki Matsuyama.
Matsuyama. Call your mama. It's a good pick. It's a strong pick. I'm going to go with I'm just kidding. Can't trust him after the whole back mattress gate. That was a nightmare. I kind of want to take Nate's boy just because I know that he's eyeing him right now.
Oh, yeah.
You did snake me with the Will Zalatoris pick. Was it Neiman who had the hole out eagle on, was it four coming down the hill? No, was it 1, 2, 3? Was it three? Yeah, I think it was three. That was pretty good. I'm going to do it. I'm sorry, Nate.
Oh, no.
I'm taking Xander.
All right.
Shoffley.
He'll probably win.
And now, where's my guy?
Who's the best available at the moment?
I mean, I don't know. Like, Siwoo Kim. Wasn't Siwoo Kim leading after 2 days?
His odds for this.
Not very good. He's 100-1. I know. Sergio Garcia. Bubba, 150-1. Didn't think it'd be that bad. Yep. Neiman? Hello, Neiman.
Joaquin
Neiman. Oh, man. The name value for my team. Rory. Colin. Jordan. Tiger. Xander.
Should have taken Koepka.
Joaquin. No, Koepka's been banged up.
Yeah.
The back and the knee. Just can't trust it. All right, Adam, your sixth and final golfer.
I was going to go with Koepka, so.
Koepka.
I mean, he's on this list. I mean, he's playing,
35-1.
Right?
But
yeah, he's down there. He's trying. I don't know if he's actually going to, but we'll have to wait and see. Nate's got a pretty good team. But now you got to do the Louis Oosthuizen thing where you got to pick somebody who may blow up your entire round. Even though I gave you guys the last one. I took Tiger first. Come on. That was a heart move, not a head move.
This is a tough pick.
This time it's a head move.
A few different options. I'm going to go with Corey Connors.
Corey Connors?
Yep.
Corey Connors.
Corey Connors.
What can you tell me about Corey Connors?
Three straight top tens at the Masters.
They ain't playing at the Masters.
I know. He has elite. He's an elite iron player.
Elite irons.
Yep.
Big deal.
It's the Southern Hills, man. Got to be able to hit good irons.
Oh, you know a lot about the course, do you? You've been studying it?
Yeah.
Are you reading an article right now that tells you all these things?
Last hour or so, I've been, you know, doing my research.
Oh, so that's why you pushed the draft back to 9. Okay.
Not really. I'm just reading this article, like you said.
You should have taken old Jesse Mueller. There's also a guy in the field named Paul Dickinson. I wonder if it looks like it's spelled different than my friend Paul. He is a good golfer.
Yeah, we know.
All right, good job, everyone. We got stakes on this one?
Stakes? STEA?
Yeah, how about I win, you do a damn crawfish boil. You win, you do a damn crawfish boil. How does that sound for you, Hodges?
We're doing a crawfish boil next week.
Did you say broil? You don't broil crawfish.
You gotta do your end, though, Chris. You got to call the shrimp doc.
I got to know how many pounds I got to get.
I'll send the email.
Oh, yeah, that email that you've been sending since last Friday. You must be really, really
working
on. We were
checking the weather to see what day it would be.
Uh-huh, yeah. All right, I will take a break, and I'll post the.
Weather looks awful next week.
Of course it does, because you planned that. Hickman? I warned you about this.
Ah, it's just scattered thunderstorms. It'll probably change.
We've got indoor area.
They've just put that every.
We got a big tent. Day. We can set up. We're good. I'm not worried about it.
Okay. All right.
You're listening to Three and Out, WKGN, Fan Run Radio.
Hey, Bo Kregner here at the Kregner Group with my partner.
This segment brought to you by Blue Water Climate Control. Check them out online at bluewaterclimatecontrol.com. Starting to get hot. Get that spring maintenance package. Mention Fan Run Radio. Get a discount. And if they repair your unit, they usually take that to apply it to the price of a new unit as well, if that's what you need. For all your HVAC needs, it's Knoxville's number one HVAC company. It's Blue Water Climate Control, locally owned and operated right here in Knoxville. Hit them up online at bluewaterclimatecontrol.com. And don't forget to tell them you heard about them right here on Fan Run Radio.
My team is stacked.
Think so?
Yep. I went with young gunners and old crafty vets. Hmm. Said iron play is important, right? Iron play. I got Jordan Spieth.
Oh.
That's Spieth, not good. Spieth.
Do you?
Hey, nice pickup by you.
All right, read the teams.
Are you ready?
You got them on Twitter, Ray, for people to vote.
I've already sent the tweet out.
Okay.
What, you think this is a joke?
You're pretty good.
All right,
tweet box.
Adam's team. John Rahm, really good pick, by the way. I mean, I gave you guys one and two, so. Cam Smith.
I like that one.
Victor Hovland. Patrick Cantley, Hideki Matsuyama, Brooks Koepka.
I currently have 50% of the vote already.
Did you vote?
Didn't you?
Yeah.
Were you the... So
I
like,
voted
have,
for myself,
Have
actually.
Two people voted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and Nate are tied.
Hey, I won it last time and didn't win it.
You think a curse, like the number one seed
exactly.
in baseball.
That's why I like my team. It's like, oh yeah, names you... people are...
11 votes in, Adam with the lead, early lead.
Well, good for him. My team, Rory McIlroy, Colin Morikawa, Jordan Spieth, not Spieth, dear, Tiger Woods, Xander Schauffele, Joaquin Niemann.
Niemann.
That's a sneaky good team. As long as Woods doesn't blow up, I don't feel like there's a lot of... I'm not saying one of these guys is going to win it, but I don't think any of these guys are going to just, you know, except maybe Tiger, and it might be bad. But that's why we put in the withdrawal rule that adds four strokes to the finishing score. And Nate's team, the defending champ.
Let's go.
Scottie Scheffler.
Gee, wow, what an amazing number one pick.
Who else would you have picked?
Didn't I pick him like in my fifth pick last time? Like, he hung around forever.
I thought about him twice.
Oh, really?
And then didn't take him. I think you got him.
Scottie Scheffler, Justin Thomas, Dustin Johnson. Shane Lowry.
Pumped about that one.
I'm so mad that you got Shane. I love Shane Lowry. He's fun. Will Zalatoris, also known as the caddy from Happy Gilmore.
Uh-huh.
And Corey Connors.
My secret weapon, Corey Connors.
I could not pick Corey Connors out of a two-man lineup.
Me either.
Let's see if I've even seen this guy. Nope. Never seen. He looks like somebody else I know. Oh, my God, Nate. He's Canadian.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. Come on, man. He's
31st on tour.
Oh, we had John Daly's in the field. No one took John Daly.
Sad.
Wow. Corey Connors tees off tomorrow at 2:09 p.m.
Huh, we should have picked like based on the
I did
times. Did you?
Are Smart. You kidding? My group is Tiger, Rory, and Spieth. That's the 9:10 tee time.
Yeah, that's
Dude, that's perfect. They're
it's
getting
risky. They're either
they're getting out early. They're going to be playing together. They like each other. They're going to be having a great time. And then
they
I just
feed off each other and go low. Or
that's a competitive group, man.
Or it could go the other way.
It's a competitive group. I'm trying to see here. Whenever some other guys, I could have taken Lee Westwood. I really like Lee Westwood.
For a second here, I thought Corey Connors had only played in one major, but that was just this year's stats. So there's only been one major.
There has only been one. It's a good point by you.
Mm.
Shane Lowry does not tee off until tomorrow at 2:03 p.m.
Okay.
Brooks Koepka also at 2:03, along with Adam Scott. Corey Connors, 209. Hmm. Justin Thomas and Dustin Johnson, Nate, 214 together with Patrick Cantlay. Wow. Look at these groupings. Amazing. Colin Morikawa, golly, 236. Scotty Scheffler also 230. Oh, that's a big, that's a powerhouse group right there. The 236 tee time. Mm-hmm. Morikawa, Rahm, Scheffler.
Ooh.
That's what we like. Louis Oosthuizen will be going off at 247, assuming he can wake up and get the back stretched out in time. That would be nice. Did I miss anyone? Oh, Neiman, 320. Yeesh. I might regret that one. I really might regret that one. That was a late start. There are your tee times. Any questions?
I think we're all set up.
Did we wager anything?
There are 37 votes in, and now I'm leading with 37.8% of the votes.
Yeah, but people are voting against me because they voted for me last time.
You burned them.
I didn't burn them. I just picked my guys.
Tiger burned them.
Oh, I'm in second?
It's weird how the votes go, you know, with refreshes. I've got Adam in second, but really close.
How many votes?
I'm stuck on 37.
I got 48 in. You have 37.5% of the vote. Adam,
got 56 in.
56 votes?
Yep.
Well, okay, well, that's the most updated, so give us the numbers.
I have 27%. Nate has 38%, and you have the remaining 35%.
Oh, baby. 60 votes are in now. Nate, you and I are tied at 36.7%. I don't want to win this thing.
Your followers don't know golf if they have me last.
They may actually know golf. We'll make sure we keep this updated right before the end of the show. So the loser gets Nate to buy them a crawfish boil. That's the rule. Even if it's Nate.
We're doing the crawfish thing.
Chris tweets in and says, Nate is the most top-heavy, but I won the middle rounds. Neiman, as a six-rounder, is more than a camp body. IMO, JMO. Yes, old Neiman. Need a little bit of that hole-out eagle luck this weekend. That would be fantastic.
Man, Daniel's already hooked us up with the spreadsheet.
Oh, the score sheet is there.
Players who missed the cut finish with their score. Withdrawals add 4 strokes to their finishing score, and he added a tiebreaker rule.
I doubt that'll be a problem, but
team with the fewest number of cut players wins. Any player that doesn't complete the fourth round is considered a cut player.
What?
This is just for the tiebreaker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If this number is the same, the team with the lowest single golfer score wins. If this is also a tie, then continue down to the second-place player on the team and so on until you find the winner. If a miracle happens and all of these are the same, just possible, I guess, it'll be a scorecard playoff of the best 2 players on each team. If this is a tie, screw it, it's a tie.
If that were to happen, I would gladly take the tie.
So whoever has the best, if it ties, it's going to be whoever has the best player. If they all made the cut, or if 3 out of the 4, you know, if the cut players are tied.
Matthew says you won because Justin Thomas is going to win.
That's the thing, though. You had Scheffler. He won the Masters. You did not win this game.
True.
Not even close.
Okay, it was closer than, you know.
If you hadn't picked Tiger, you'd have won.
Man, he really killed me. But I had a hell of a time watching him play golf. I'll say that much. What can I say? I mean, I had never seen him in person before. I got to see him tee off on one at the Masters and hit a bunch of other shots in between as we ran around the place trying to find. I was, like I said, it was an emotional week.
Who was the biggest reach pick in the draft?
Shane Lowry.
No. I don't think so. At 12?
I don't know. Who was it? I mean, I got Neiman at, you know, towards the bottom. I thought that was pretty good.
I don't know. They're all pretty good, I guess. Maybe Rory at 3.
What?
Just kidding.
What did you just say?
Maybe Hovland. But see, he got Cantlay anyway, you know?
Yeah, but Hovland could really do some bad damage to Hickman's squad.
You know, he started off bad when he was at the Masters. He kind of finished a little stronger, but I don't know. This is my last chance I'm going to take on him.
Uh-oh, Nate. I have taken the lead in the poll. This is not good.
Uh-oh.
You don't want to lead the poll because the public is never right.
Kiss of death.
Adam's going to win. Adam, you have 25% of the vote. I'm up to 38.9. Hodges at 36.1. Dang it. Nate, retweet that to your followers so that your friends will vote for you and get you the lead so that I can actually win this thing.
You don't want it? The lead?
I want as Hickman's already retweeted it. Thank you, Hickman.
You're welcome.
But you are just kind of you're hiding over there with your team. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, I know what you're doing. You're trying to tilt the universe in your favor, and I just don't appreciate
it. Smart, really. It's called coaching.
Coaching? No, it's called being a deviant.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN.
Chris is injured over here.
Injured bad.
Good thing you're not playing golf this weekend.
I could not swing a club right now if my life depended on it.
Sad.
I don't even know what happened here. Normally you tweak your back, you know what you did.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Nope.
I just laid on it funny. Probably standing up to celebrate all those home runs over and over and over and over last night.
Yeah, it's true.
Gotta be what it was. Man, I took some ibuprofen this morning. It didn't do anything.
Really?
Or if it did, you know, the back's just getting worse and I'm just numb to the pain. Number. Definitely not numb to it.
Are you comfortably numb?
No. No. I might need like a epidural. Something like that.
I'll numb you up.
This is bad.
Great song that is.
You like Pink Floyd?
I hate their version.
What? The original?
Yeah, it's terrible.
No, it's not.
Van Morrison, his version with the band is better.
Interesting.
They sang that on top of the Berlin Wall one time. Pretty dope.
110 votes cast. Nate, you have 38.2% of the vote.
Okay.
I have 34.5% of the vote. Hickman, 27.3% of the vote.
And I'm okay with that. Like,
well, no, yeah, you've got some you've got some experts kind of pushing you forward here.
I mean, LMU Golf is in Matthew's Twitter handle. I mean, he knows what he's talking about. So shout out to you, Matthew. I hope I don't let you down. But I kind of agree with him, though, if, for your sake. Like, nobody wants to see Tiger do bad.
Yep, that's true. I mean, there are probably some who still, you know, hate the guy.
I kind of like it because if he does bad, then I at least know this is bad for Chris. Yeah. It's a win-win.
You want me to fail? I don't want you to fail. I just want to be a little bit better than you.
I want to beat you.
So you're rooting against Tiger?
No.
He's coming back from an injury.
It's not what I
said. A car wreck that could have easily taken his life. He's battled back. He's done all the right things. And now you're it's a win-win if he plays bad. Jeez. Your language is offensive.
What are you talking about? I said it's a win.
Going after Tiger like that. Just don't understand it. There's some pictures circulating of Tennessee linebacker Jeremy Banks taking selfies on Mississippi State's football field.
I don't know.
Maybe he's up there trying to recruit Crouch to come back.
I said Mississippi State, not Michigan State.
Oh, Mississippi State. Oh, wow.
Yeah, Mississippi State.
Mississippi State.
I thought you said Michigan
Mike
State.
Mike Leach.
I. You know, it's actually kind of funny, Hickman. Normally, I always do that. I'll say Michigan State when I'm talking about Mississippi State and vice versa. This time, I had it. Mississippi State, home of Mike Leach, the Bulldogs. He is from Cordova.
Doesn't his cousin play there?
Oh, does he? That would make sense. That would make me feel a lot better.
Somebody on the team has a cousin that plays at Mississippi State.
Then maybe that's what it is. He's just down there visiting family. Yeah. I'm fine with that. That makes me feel a lot better.
Yeah, okay.
If it's him, and we don't know that, I'm just leaning and leeching on anything that's positive and not negative.
Well, like you said, I mean, like he's the one guy that's pretty much guaranteed a starting spot.
Yeah, that would be really weird, right? Right?
Mm,
I mean,
very,
like,
very.
When it comes to defense,
weird. There's
a couple things we know. Like, Byron Young is going to be on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Barron's probably going to be on the line. Outside of that, like, secondary's all banged up. Really, no idea. Like, it's Jeremy Banks at linebacker, and then it feels like the safest position on the team right now, really.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Surely he's not, you know, thinking about portaling.
But, who is Hickman? Who's in the portal again?
Darrell Middleton back again in the portal.
I think he spent more time in the portal than on a college football field at this point.
Well, wasn't he the guy during when COVID was a thing, like refused to practice? Was that a different
Yeah,
guy?
No, that was him. Yeah. It was him and like Aubrey Solomon a little bit. I think they were ping-ponging off each other.
Right, right.
And so when one guy's like, I'm too scared. Oh, yeah, me too. I'm too scared to practice. And it didn't work. Oh, here's one for you. CBS Sports has ranked all 65 Power 5 conference head coaches.
Okay.
Do you remember what Heupel was last year?
No.
Do you remember that it was low?
Yes.
He was 52 going into last year. He has jumped 19 spots. Mm. He is now up to 33. How do we feel about that?
It's pretty good.
I think it is pretty good.
It's pretty refreshing.
If we can win those close games this year, I mean, we're looking at a 10-win season after the bowl. You lost by a touchdown to Pitt. You lost by 5 to Ole Miss. And then, obviously, Purdue, we got a touchdown robbery.
Mm-hmm.
We're right there, man. Tennessee last year scored 39.3 points per game. They were ninth in total offense at 474 yards per game. Broke 8 single-season program records on offense. They were the top first-quarter scoring team in the country, riding 28-point opening frames in the routes of Missouri and South Carolina to start October. A pair of games, Nate, that injected life into the season.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest win for the Vols in 2021 came in a 45-42 shootout win at Kentucky. Kentucky, of course, finished ranked inside the top 20 after winning 10 games. Fornelli writes, "This has nothing to do with Heupel specifically, but I smell some SEC bias here. Yes, Heupel exceeded expectations at Tennessee in his first year, putting together a fun offense and leading a team to a 7-6 mark in the Music City Bowl. However, if he'd done the same thing at a program in another Power 5 conference, would it warrant a 19-spot climb? I'm skeptical. All that aside, he's the first Tennessee coach to finish his first season in Knoxville with a winning record since Lane Kiffin. Simply sticking around for a second season puts him ahead of schedule from that perspective." Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Because Lane didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Shane Beamer rose 24 spots.
Wow.
Eli Drinkwitz dropped 3. Brian Harsin dropped 21 spots, and Vanderbilt's Clark Lee up 6 spots to number 57.
Okay.
Just ahead of Heupel, Billy Napier at 32, and Mike Leach rose 7 spots to get to the 26th ranking.
All right.
So there you have it.
Well, I guess we can debate and discuss some more on the flip side. Stick with the final segment of the show next.
You're listening to...
Final segment. All right, so can you rank the SEC coaches for me that you have on there? I mean, you can go worst to first if you need to, or worst to whatever. Have they not... They released this in batches. Just the same one they did last year. Like, do we not have the top 20 yet for example, or is it all?
I'm guessing the order is as follows. Oh, okay, I see. No, they have done it in batches. The coach is not named yet, and I'm guessing they are going to release the top 25 later. So the coaches that are ahead of the 25 spot: Nick Saban, Kirby Smart, Jimbo Fisher, Brian Kelly, Sam Pittman, Lane Kiffin, and Mark Stoops.
Okay.
What do you think about Napier being one spot ahead of Heupel?
I don't really get that.
You at least have one season of Power 5 work for Josh Heupel.
Wasn't Heupel... The AAC has been better than the Sun Belt.
Mm-hmm. Where Chadwell's at.
I think that's just perspective of
he got the Florida job,
of
so he's
Napier. No, of Napier's reputation that like he turned down other jobs.
Yeah, but that may end
There's
up
There's no
being,
way to know if that means he's any good.
Right. That may end up being a negative thing for him too. We'll just have to wait and see.
Right.
Heupel is only 1-3 in bowl games.
What are you doing, Eggman? Do we think we'd feel a lot different about Heupel if we'd beaten Purdue? Well, I mean, in my head, we did beat Purdue. Like, that was a touchdown. They took it off the board. They kicked a field goal. We should have won by 4.
It was 12-1 his first year at UCF, 10-3. Then 2020, the COVID year, went 6-4. But
yeah, but
a lot of injuries, a lot of guys.
And he did inherit a really good team. I also just think it's harder to maintain 10-win seasons at a place like UCF. I mean, obviously he went down each year at UCF, but don't we feel like he's positioned to go up at least this coming season? Like, don't we think, you know, like 7-8 wins at least?
I expect a long career out of the guy here.
He's done a lot of really good things. I mean, has there been a negative really towards Heupel in year one? I mean, even after year one with Butch, we're like, okay, some of this guy's cliches are pretty stupid. The on the field was tough to judge. I mean, Pruitt, we all knew he was dumber than a bag of hammers. We were still hoping that maybe he could, you know, get us a good defense and some offensive coordinators and stuff. But you know,
it's the only complaint I'd have with Heupel. I mean, sometimes the offense would just go absolutely stagnant for a quarter.
Yeah, the second quarters were always kind of weird. But you also had the best first quarter scoring in the country. I mean, if you take that and just kind of average it out, you're probably, you know, right there in the middle. But, yeah, the lulls on offense were troubling. I just don't – I get the whole bowl game thing. Bowl games are always weird to me. We had a lot of guys out for that game. So did Purdue, in fairness. But, you know, I don't think we're dancing around the campfire if we beat Purdue. I don't know if that game really even mattered at all.
No, bowl games are always overvalued, I think.
If you're not in the playoff or at least, what, like the group of six bowls or, you know, like the Sugar Bowl, the Orange Bowl, and all that stuff. If you're not in any of those, it's like, okay, you're just going to play a bowl game, make some money, have a good time. Do you want the early off-season bracket projection according to ESPN for the 2022 Tennessee Basketball Vols?
Oh, yeah. Sounds fun.
If you had to guess, we were a 3 seed last year. Maybe unfairly, but we were a 3 seed.
What are we going to be this year? I'm going to go with a 3 seed again.
A 3 seed again is correct. You, sir, are a magician.
Probably top 15 to start the season.
Feels like we've lost an awful lot, but maybe it's possible. I don't know. According to this bracket, we would be matched up with 14 seed Penn and a second round matchup between the winner of St. John's and Michigan State. Michigan State, the 6 seed.
I'd take that. All I heard was Mish, and I was like, oh, awesome.
Yeah, no, I did too as I read it quickly. I was like, okay. Let's see. In Lenardi's updated bracket, Kentucky is the top representative, the number one seed, just ahead of number two seeded Arkansas. Auburn and Alabama both 5 seeds, and Florida with a 9. But they do have Florida in.
Okay.
So, There you go.
All right.
How you feeling?
Pretty good.
We keep adding some guys. Maybe get that two-seat.
Two-seat?
Like, LSU is going to be a nightmare. Auburn lost their two best
players.
I don't know.
They're doing a lot in the portal.
So are we.
I saw somebody said LSU has an outside shot of being a top 25 team to start the season next
year. Well, we're already in the top 25. Firmly.
They got a good coach.
You do love that guy.
Well, that'll do it for us. Keep it locked in right here for more Fan Run Radio.
Game day tomorrow.
Game day tomorrow.
If you or a loved one has been injured in an automobile accident, you deserve the best.